This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Earlier this month, we talked to a Nobel Prize-winning economist about getting coronavirus aid quickly to people in poor countries via smartphone. Well, how about if more people actually had a bank account online? Given the pandemic, the credit card company MasterCard is expanding a global program pledging today to get 1 billion unbanked people and 50 million unbanked very small businesses into the formal financial system. Michael Froman is vice chairman and president of strategic growth at MasterCard. Thanks for connecting.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a sense. What does banking unbanked people, what does it do for society and for them?
Well, one thing we have learned over the years is that being part of the digital economy is a pathway towards greater productivity and greater prosperity. And at a time like this, where the economy is under stress, it's the people who are most vulnerable who are bearing the biggest burden. So those who have been excluded from the financial sector, who don't have access to credit or to the basic digital tools of everyday life that many of us take for granted. And this is both in developing countries, but also in developed countries. Right here in the United States, tens of millions of people who don't have a bank account, who may not have any formal relationship with the financial system, they're being left behind as the economy continues to evolve.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do an online order for groceries if you are disconnected from the banking system because it's much tougher to pay.
Well, that's right. It's issues like that, but even issues more basic, like can you get the government assistance payments that are destined for you if you don't have a relationship with a bank? How can you best get them and best use them? If you get them by check, it means you have to go to a branch for most people. You have to deal with an ATM, or worse yet, you may have to go to a check casher and pay a high fee to get access to your money. Whereas if you have a card, if you have a digital account, when I say a card, it can be on your phone. You can get that payment directly. And as you say, use that both in face-to-face commerce and in e-commerce. Same thing for a small business, by the way. As the government puts out loans to small businesses, making sure that they can get access to those loans, and in a lot of countries, make sure they can access to credit as part of the digital economy. In a lot of countries, the micro businesses, the very small businesses, are almost entirely in cash. They're invisible to the financial system. And we've worked with a number of countries and a number of partners to digitize that relationship so that banks can begin to see a small merchant who has a relationship, for example, with Unilever, buys consumer products from Unilever. Now we can see how that micro merchant is interacting with Unilever, and that bank can then lend credit to the merchant who buys more from Unilever, sells more to their customers, pays the bank back, and it's all just tied together by our ecosystem.
Give me a sense of scale here, Mr. Froman. MasterCard is trying to get people connected to the digital economy. It's a lot of people. Give me a sense.
So 5 years ago, we set out the goal of bringing 500 million people into the financial system by the end of 2020. We've now achieved that goal, about 9 months ahead of schedule. And what we've decided to do is to double down. So we've raised the goal to 1 billion people by 2025. And we've also adopted the goal of bringing 50 million micro and small businesses into the digital economy. And because there still remains a gender gap when it comes to financial inclusion, we're focusing particularly on reaching 25 million women-owned or women-run businesses as well.
Is MasterCard finding that this crisis that we're in now is paving the way to doing this at this larger scale? Because you've been toiling in these fields for a long time, but is this somehow bizarrely an opportunity?
Well, this crisis has certainly underscored the importance of going down this path because we see what impact it has when you're excluded from the financial sector and when you're vulnerable. We have been focused on this for some time, and I think what this crisis has underscored is that there are multiple ways of getting at these excluded populations. Some of it will be through government partnerships and government disbursement programs like we're seeing all over the world right now. But some of it will also be in partnership with private sector partners. We have a partnership with a company called Neumann's, which is the largest coffee trading group in the world, where we put their coffee growers, for example, in Mexico, on digital payments, which allow those coffee growers to now earn about 20% more for their crop because they don't have to go through a middleman. And we're looking at other partnerships like that. There are a lot of gig economy companies and fintechs that are in this field, reaching people who may not have the traditional 9-to-5 job working for a particular company, but may string together 2 or 3 gig engagements. And we want to make sure that they get access to their money and that they have a path towards greater financial security as well.
What's the thinking on trying to be sure that an unbanked person, when they get connected to the digital economy, that it's not an exploitative relationship, that they're not signing up for credit they can't handle or for being dinged by lots of little fees?
Well, it's a very important point. And I think one thing that is sometimes underestimated is really the how expensive it is to be poor and the kinds of engagements and transactions that people who are financially vulnerable have to rely on to get access to their money. So one thing we're focused on is bringing our products and technology to the table so that they can get access to money in a cost-effective way, to their wages, to credit in a responsible way. And we combine our products and technology also with consumer education and financial literacy so that people know what it is to take credit and how to pay it back and how to use it to expand their business, but also know how not to get overburdened by it.
Michael Froman is Vice Chairman and President of Strategic Growth at MasterCard. You also may remember him as U.S. Trade Representative during the Obama presidency. Mr. Froman, thank you for doing this.
Thanks very much for having me.